evening. Welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. I'm one half of your host, Joel Frank, and with me I have the lovely Nikesha. Nikki, yes, Lady Nikki. It's been a while since we've both been here together, and we're now officially back on online radio. So, yeah, let's have fun with it. Tonight we talk about, I don't even know how to phrase the topic. Who should really have your back? The fact that sometimes it's strangers that have your back as opposed to your friends and your family. It's the people that should actually be doing it, don't do it. And it's strangers that do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's tonight's topic.
So tonight's topic is talking about what again? People that supposed to have your back not having it, and strangers are the ones that have your back. Yeah. Okay.
You're posting it to social media.
Okay.
Yeah, so what actually happened? Let me play some music in the background. Yeah, what actually happened is
the music can distract me. You know, I can't concentrate on two things one time.
Right, so what actually happened is I was talking with someone just now, and they were telling me how it's their birthday. And they were telling me that that they got birthday greetings from the children of strangers and not from their nieces and nephews, because the auntie or the mother of the children and them don't talk for reasons beyond their understanding. So I told him, I'm like, you know, sometimes that's just the way it is. Sometimes, even in business and stuff, or when you're in dire straits and you expect your friends and your family to have your back, your friends and your family to support you, it's people that have absolutely nothing to do with you, no skin in whether or not you succeed or fail, that actually come true for you. So, yeah.
How old is this person?
30.
Okay, they got man, they got kids?
They got man.
The man wish them happy birthday?
Yeah.
They got kids?
No, they got children.
Other people wish them happy birthday?
Yes, other people would have wished them happy birthday, I'm quite sure.
So what is going there fretting that nieces and nephews wish them happy birthday?
They're not fretting, remember? If you're a family-oriented person and family means more to you, and an occasion like this comes around where you're celebrating another milestone, another year on this rock, you kind of look forward to hearing from friends and family. Not me. I really do okay. I'm different.
Look, meeting is like, what hearing happy birthday can do for you, like? It can make you feel better, it can make your day go longer, you can get an extra hour or minute in your day.
It's going to make you feel a little warm inside for people that have that emotional EQ that I don't have.
Once you man and forget your body, tell with niece and nephew and whoever and tell you happy birthday. They give you anything? My question to the person would be, okay, they used to give you anything like gifts or whatever. These days, the thing is, don't really give a fuck who they happy birthday or not. You get it. You celebrate yourself. Don't wait for people to celebrate you. Them and tell you happy birthday. Okay, when is them on you? Get nothing to tell them neither.
Hold on for me. Give me 1 second. Some music and listen to this voice note. I don't wanna wait another day. Wanna see you come in. Let me take you to that place. I don't wanna wait another day. Girl, I need your love. Let me take you to that place. Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I had to listen to a voice note. So, nothing to do with the show.
Oh my god.
Somebody was actually asking me for the link, was about to ask me for a link to the show, and I just sent it to them, so they were saying that I read their mind. Anyway.
Crying.
Yeah, so, but yeah, like, even beyond the bird dating, like, okay, mm-hmm. You and I, we got our little things that we do, our businesses that we're trying to turn into mega empires and be in the same conversations as Zuckerberg and, what do you mean, it's got the Ghana prince name, Mohammed. Right, so, we're trying to be at that level, and sometimes mm-hmm. It's not actually the people that you expect to support you that support you. I mean, shout out to those that do, those real ones and your friends and in your friend circle and your family circle that do actually support you. But sometimes it's not those that actually support you. Sometimes you get more support from people that you have never met a day in your life.
I live by the code that if you're my friend and my family, once I'm doing something, I'm never, ever, ever, ever gonna message you and beg you to share anything or post anything or support me. If you're my friend and my family, you see I doing something, you know, automatically, if it's something that interests you, you're gonna share it or you're gonna, you know, support me. I'm the type of person, if one of my friends doing something, even if it's not something that I want, just for the fact that they're my friend or whatever, and I see they're doing something, I'm gonna buy it from them. If I ain't got to use it, I'm gonna give it to somebody else. It's like, I have friends in Guyana that just get barbecue. I'm not in Guyana. I mean, not everybody barbecue. I can think, every minute is a barbecue. Everybody not doing barbecue. But I'm gonna patronize them and pay for a ticket or whatever. And I can tell them, okay, give it to my mom, or I'm gonna tell my mother, I can tell me the other day she fed up a barbecue. That thing looks like barbecue just now. But I'm just saying this and say that you don't necessarily need to, you know, be the one using these things just to show support. Because, okay, that's my friend, I'm going to support you. They don't have to, they know that they don't have to beg me. I'm going to do it. But people need to understand that sometimes your friends and your family, they don't have your money. Strangers have your money. So if your friend or your family in buying nothing from you or whatever, okay, so what? Sometimes them people want money to sell. You need to, they're not your target audience. Your target audience should be strangers. Your target audience should be people who actually want your stuff. So you shouldn't sit on and moping and groping, oh, my cousin didn't buy this thing, or my friend didn't buy this thing. Probably they don't want what you have to offer. In that case, if I don't want something somebody have to offer, I'm going to share your post. A share is free. But will you see me begging my friends or whoever to share my stuff? No. When me time come around, now me I tit for tat, bitch. When I post my stuff, if I have something selling, I'm going to remember and make a mental note of who's sharing my stuff, who's supporting me. Like I said, probably these people, they're not your target audience. They're not going to want, I'm not going to expect my male friends out to buy lashes from me. I'm not going to fix, but if he's my friend, you can share it. But if he ain't share it, you can't send no flyer or nothing to me and ask me to share it because, excuse me, what? Did you share my stuff? No, sir. So, like I said, let me reiterate. What did I just say? Let me reiterate, Jesus Christ, what I just said. Your friends and your family don't really have your money. Strangers have your money. That is the old slogan in business these days. Strangers have your money. So don't worry with your friends and your family and sit on and fret on them. Let them kind of score. If they ain't supporting you, they ain't supporting you. And you know how I find that out? when I post my business and stuff on Facebook, they spare friends and family on there. And I don't get the amount of support that I need. I see when I post on Instagram or on TikTok, you see how much share, if you see shares and stuff that I just get from there, and then how much traffic I'm going to get on my website. Then the sales going to come mainly from TikTok. And those are strangers. So I just have to learn and accept it that, you know, these strange people that I don't know, they're going to be the ones to support me because they want what I have. So your friend will sit down and threaten that your niece and whoever in wish you happy birthday. You are lying. Your business you know, with them. Okay. Let me use another word. She feel, you know, she in just spirit still. Like you spirit supposed to don't live because you live to see another birthday, you live to see another milestone. Them and fuck them kids. Simple. Yeah. Exactly. That's the thing. If adults have situations going on, why the kids gotta get involved? They could have, the parent or whoever could have still said wish auntie or whoever happy birthday.
Maybe the parent didn't say that. Maybe the parent didn't afford them the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody different. You shouldn't include kids in adult situation. But let you don't feel no way you don't live to see another birthday. Hype up yourself, man. She want to tell she is happy already. Must check your email.
Which one of my emails?
The Joel one. Joel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I sent 2 songs for you to play.
You email me songs?
Because I had to forward it from the email. That's where I found it.
Alright, let's see.
It's a forward.
Kadan?
Yes, 2 songs. But what do you have to say on the topic, though? You got me running my mouth as usual.
They say that women use more words, speak more words on a daily basis than men do.
Why did I pronounce reiterate so wrong? Jesus Christ.
We all have those moments. See, I just
And you wouldn't even stop me. You're terrible. You know, if you didn't do that, I would have stopped you.
I didn't stop you because terrible. I didn't want to draw attention to it on air.
That's every period. Nah, my mouth tight, my tongue tight up there.
These things happen. Right? Sometimes, maybe we eat a little too much okra, you know.
Slippery. Yeah, oh my God.
Let's hear what Kadan has to say. There's only one song in this email, though.
It's 2 emails sent to you.
Yeah, I am it. But you're not the past, you're not the past. But the future can still earn. So I'm gonna sing about it. You see me?
Far out spaceship. Slow. More time, you confuse me, no, no. What you want from me? What you want from me? You see, you're ready, you're not ready. But you're still on it, but you're still on it. Make up your mind, no, me girl, tell you know the 14 down there, so down there, so it could have yours, but you see me rush. And me know better, and me know better. So you think it's all about you. In a relation, it take 2. Yeah, me there, but me not stay long. So baby girl, tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do? Ooh, ooh, ooh. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? In a relation, it take 2. Yeah, me there, but me not stay long. So baby girl, tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do? Ooh, ooh, ooh. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Ooh, ooh, ooh. What you gonna do? Yo. useless. You remember when you called me worthless? Never knew a better, so me cuss and go on bad. Now me realize that me know it's so sad. Every day me get up and I praise the one God, one God,
one God.
You think it's all about you? In a relation, it take two. Yeah, me there, but me not stay long. So baby girl, tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do?
I like the beat for sure. So who's this artist? Who's Kadan?
We can introduce him. Somebody that I'm working with, trying to get some earplay for E.
Okay. The track is not bad. You know I got on Google and Kadan now, right? K-H-U-D-N.
That and the other one that I sent you. The other one is a new release. That one was released, I think, since the one that just played was released since June, I think. Yeah.
Alright, well, let's check out the other one.
Huh.
So we're gonna be trying out new music, you know.
Okay. Sounds massacre governor-esque.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, so
you need to play some Afrobeat too. Just make sure you mix in, touch it. Make sure you mix in, kitty, touch it.
Alright. So let's take a music break. Listeners, those of you who are listening, you got something you want us to talk about, something that's on your mind, something to say about what we spoke about.
And if any new listeners, I'm Maysong Arsh. I'm not sorry for sounding harsh, but that's just how I talk. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's the harsh one. I'm the gentle one. You know, you gotta.
Yeah, it's like good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, you gotta contrast things in life. Both of us can be harsh, and both of us can be gentle. So.
Am I officially old?
I think we are, you know, we are our parents at a certain age.
There's no explanation for that.
Some things just don't make sense to us. And I'm assure you there's somebody that listened to that and liked it. But probably not on this station, but someplace else. So, this is one of my favorite African tunes, or one of my favorite Afrobeats that I was introduced to recently. You probably already know it. So let me know what you think.
Oh yeah, I love this.
My baby, my Valentine. Yeah, now you do make me wet temperature. If you leave me a good time, I swear. You are like the oxygen I need to survive. I'll be honest. My love is the daughter in me. I am so obsessed. I want to chop your heart. Nobody did my kind of shit. Open up, make us feel. You're my love, one thing. Let me make it bad, man. Spend for your head. Talk all they want. I don't care what they say. Cause your matter. Now I'm going to carry for my head. Every night. Now you are one to carry to my bed. Oh, no, no. Don't tell me no, no, no. You can be my partner. Never ride it solo, no. And we got no one lucky. No need to party, wo. I feel it what you're doing. Oh, yeah, baby. Gotta go. Gotta go. Oh, no. Your body, they back on me. See. Oh, no. Open up, make I see. Oh, no. Now you where they got my fancy. They do me a party. Oh no 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 no.
Gucci.
Oh there.
Caution.
Cool up. Boy.
Do you really like me? Cause go be jealous. Am I the love of your life, or you're looking for a girl that you want to defy? Every day, be a bim, big or rice in a kego. Idiot, jam way, mogo. Come on, yeah, Jananyam on the way. Matawan, eh, like one day, gizzes away. When the body can't give you not a word.
Do you really love me, cause go be jerim? Am I the love of your life, or you're looking for a guy that you want to teach her? Every day, sub me, my cream finish, or gen 2K. You just so saw 2K, wait, come on, yeah, it's an ayam or a wig. It take a book at a time, it's just so away, man, I'm gonna go tape on a crack.
You know, you're lying to my face now.
No, baby.
So you look like a fool now.
Damn.
I've been thinking I lie when they tell me. But it's all true. So you've been slipping around. Messing around, your matter don't cast everywhere for the town. But no, maybe I'm right, or maybe I'm wrong. But there are two sides to every story.
But I said I was sorry.
It wasn't enough.
I am human, you know.
To forgive is tough.
All the things that I say.
So, we got a new listener that's listening right now.
And you got a what?
There's a new listener listening right now.
Uh-huh.
And she just messaged me. Her name is Tanza. So,
hi, Tanza.
Welcome to the show, Tanza.
Am I the love of your life, or you're looking for a girl that you want to defy? Every day, be a bim, big or rice in a kego. Idiot, jam, we mogo. Come on,
Joel. The topic that I was supposed to come on with your partner going out by itself. How did that go?
That was a bust. No, I think the only person that commented on that was Kiki. Or was it somebody else? Somebody commented. No, it wasn't Kiki. It was another. It was a workmate of mine. Former workmate of mine. She had initially.
I had it on my page, but then I can't pull it up. Okay, no, it's post, no. So I can't find it now.
So she had initially said that it would have been a problem. But when I asked her what the problem would have been and why, she's like, you know what, come to think about it, No, it's not a problem. I mean, look, for me, if it's an issue where, you know, we plan to go together, and then for some reason I'm unable to make it, or maybe some meeting pops up, or some client calls me, or whatever the case is. For me, because the partner that I'm with, whoever I'm with, they sit in a special place in my life where I give them precedence over a lot of things. So I would try my best to reschedule, put off, if it's a job that I get paid every month to do. I take the day off and just, you know, go be with my lady. But if it's an instance where...
You can't take it off.
I can't take it off, or whatever the case is, and she decides, or she still wants to go by herself, then she's welcome to do so. Because I feel like she shouldn't have a problem knowing where she sits in my life and how I treat her. So, but if it's an instance where she wants to go by herself, that was the idea all along, for her to go by herself, then I really can't feel any way. I mean, everybody's entitled to have their friends and their personal time and personal space. Even in a relationship, we're not going to always want to be upon their partner.
Correct.
So, you know,
what about if they want to go out alone? Like, you know, just they want to go out by themselves. No friends. They want to go out alone.
Do it. You need your personal space. You need that time alone for your mental health, or for whatever reason, knock yourself out.
Because there have some people that find it weird when I say I'm comfortable going out by myself. Like, I go out a lot by myself. Like, I would go to parties alone. I'm going to get my table, my drink, my hookah, and I vibe by myself. And people find that weird, find me weird for enjoying my own company. So I want to know, you know, like, is something wrong with me? But that's something that I like to do. I even talk about wanting to go on solo vacations. Probably I think I'm alone and I enjoy my own damn company too much. But I wouldn't have an issue with my partner going out alone. Me, I would tell you, go on. I make the plans for you, I'll go.
Me, so I tell people I'm antisocial by nature. I don't like going places. But there are times when I would feel like going out by myself. They're rare times, very rare, that I would feel like, you know, I'm tired of the house. I don't want nobody around me. I just want to go out, drink a Guinness, relax, get some seawalls breeze, or just go to a nice little quiet bar and just chill. Those are very rare moments, right, for me. But like I said, sometimes we need these times to just be ourselves. I'm not saying that you can't be yourself with your partner, but to just, you know, take a step back from life. Let's take a breather. Sometimes it's just necessary. So I wouldn't feel a way if whoever I'm with decides that, you know, she wants to go out and just be by herself. She's entitled to that. She was an individual before she came into the relationship. And even though relationships, people say the two become one and whatever the case is, in that one, there's still two halves. So
you're your own person.
Exactly. You do your thing.
Me, I just always say, no matter how in love I am with you, you ain't coming behind me all fucking over. I'm very sorry. You can stay home sometime. And I'm going to stay home sometime too. You know, they get some girls everywhere in Mango, they want to go. No, mommy. I'm going to send you go to the friends.
I don't got a problem with that one way or the other. But, I don't have a problem with her wanting to be where I am.
Now, when me want to be a my little leech, I want you miss me. Go out and enjoy yourself and come back home and give me nice time.
Who's this? The thing with me, though, is that let me turn this phone on before drinking again. So, the thing with me, you see that? My record is stuck.
Mm-mm.
Right, the thing with me is that even though sometimes I tell people also, even though I'm antisocial, the one person that I'm social with is my partner. So I like having them up on me sometimes in a lot of the cases, but there's still times where they can't be up on me because they gotta work, they gotta do whatever they gotta do. And I would just feel like, you know, calling up my boy and say, yeah, what are you doing? And I'd leave my house like about sometime in the day and come back home whenever, because me and my boy is chilling. You understand? So I
that's understandable, but me, you would get around for that. And me, one, I don't like people that open to me.
No. I don't mind. Look, I adapt to
the person.
The person that I'm with, right? So if it's okay. A person that likes to be upon me, cool. If it's a person that likes their space to an extent, cool. But
mm-hmm. I want to miss you.
It can be that I never see you, or I hardly ever see you.
You see me like once a week.
Once a week in bad. Once a week, you don't walk with once a week. But it can be that I never see you. You understand? Especially
you see me like once a week.
You know, they got a, what is called the honeymoon phase of the relationship and everything.
Mm-hmm. Hot and nice and spicy.
You expect to see people regularly, not like once a week and once every 2 weeks, and I'm stupid and stuff. You expect
to. No, you still see me on the moon, any moon. You see me and see me like the faces of the moon. Because if I see you too steady, I'm going to get tired of seeing you and I'm going to get bored. So, and I don't like being up on the people. I don't like people. One time I'm going to want you to be all cuddly, and then another time I'm going to be like, get off of me. Like I said, I'm a special child, so you got to get, you know, real patience to deal with me. Because I'm social, yet at the same time I'm antisocial. This is why I like going out by myself, because I want to be in a social setting, but then I still want to be by myself. If that makes any sense.
I'm not that social. I don't ever want to go out. Like, when I leave this house, in the instances that I do, well, now you know you're by riding a bicycle, right? Yeah, size ride a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Anyway, when I leave this house, on the rare instances that I do, or I need to, I go to where I'm going, and I mm-hmm. get my black ass back home. I don't like leaving out. I gotta put myself in a whole mood. Like, how, let's say you got a TV and you gotta switch from cable to whatever. I gotta put myself in a whole mood to go on the road. Because I gotta say, okay, Joel, you gotta deal with stupid people. Like the other day, I'm coming from seeing JJ, right? And I'm walking, what's the street? That is Hing Street. I think that's Hing Street. The street mm-hmm. that leads to the 44 bus park from whatever. The street there. I walk into the street and somebody passing me with a beer or a Guinness in the hand. And I could see that this person tipsy because they can't walk straight, right? And they got nothing. But the person then proceeds to, when they walk, they fling in the hand and they throw the Guinness on my pants or the beer or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I should slap this motherfucker. You know, so I stop and I was like, I take the earbuds out, my ears look at this dude, I was like, you know what, Joel, don't do it. Just remember that it's a word. It is just a fancy drunk as a fish. Now let's go on. So, I just gotta put myself in a mood to deal with that kind of shit when I go on the road. Because,
mm-hmm.
ordinarily, I just took the same bottle from me and lashing it. So, prevent that, I still.
Well, if I gotta go out, I have to mentally prepare myself. Like, let's say I want to go to something in a month, I'm gonna start mentally preparing myself from today. Like, I'm going to a party on Friday, you know, when I start mentally preparing myself, like 2 months ago. So, and then after that party, I have to, you know, charge up again for something else probably in the next 3 months. Because they're going to just strain me. If I need something from the store, I'm going to look at my phone, go on Instacart or DoorDash or something, and I'm going to get it. I don't like going outside, Mario. So I understand how you're feeling. I don't like being next to people. And like I said, call me a weirdo, maybe.
I'm
going to have to play music in the meantime. What have you do to get your love? Girl, I don't give you all I got, but it's not enough for you. Sure, you fire me, got a part of you. Now, if you say I don't be getting off of you. Yeah, waiting be done, nothing I can't do for my baby. Anytime when you need me, come to me, my side, wallet. Waiting be done, nothing I can't do for my baby, my shawty, oh, they care. My baby, say you there for me. As I there for you. Baby, say you there for me.
Yes, I'm back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a whole vibe with it. It's like, I don't know how people could do it every day. Just be around people.
I guess some people just social like the man. Plus, what's yet when I come around here, like if I gotta go in a group setting, well, you don't know me. When I did in front of people, I like, quiet as a mouse. Yet one, if I see in person, we're talking so much right now.
Yeah.
I don't be saying shit.
Like, I've known you for what? How long I know you? Over 10 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time you were by me and you were just like, sure.
That's me. I just quiet and chill. I'm more talkative over the phone, but then sometimes I'm not. I just listen. But in person, once I, you know, warm up to somebody, yeah, then I'm an old vibe. But aside from that, I'm very antisocial. So, I'm a coroner. But yeah, so that's that whole thing about your partner going out alone. So none of we ain't got the issue with your partner going out by yourself.
I'm going to go out. Just, you know.
No for conduct yourself.
No for conduct yourself and come back home in one piece. I got one.
Exactly. But best yes, when I go and I get feeling nice and feel nice, I come back home nice and feel. Nice thing for you. Is rain falling in the background?
No, you're probably hearing one of these systems for me. If you hear anything. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Are you hearing crickets though? Then we got no manners.
Yo, me crickets, them is. This is my backup singers, but.
I'm telling you. No discipline, them in that. Like the paying rent.
So, I was, this is like a side note kind of thing. Off topic. Mm-hmm. So, I was offer the space for the studio for Voice Note Fez Radio, but of course you gotta pay for these things. You know, Voice Note Fez Radio don't make money, and I don't have enough cash lying around to go and pay for a studio space. And then there's the whole thing about, you know, you gotta. Then I have to buy more equipment, because then the equipment at home would have to be at the studio, and then I have to have a
So. But do you need a studio, though? I mean, it's a podcast. We don't do live running.
I don't need a studio, per se, but I would like to expand it a little bit. But, you know, all things for future, for the future, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, let it know. We're making a sense to just doing this. We love it. Because we want to vibe for an hour and talk.
We want to catch up, and we want the people catch up with me so they could hear the shit we just
Exactly. Exactly. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're catching up on the podcast and people joining in, you know, listening in, and we're catching up. Come, let me throw in two politics now, though. How you feel about it sometimes? Now I see DK get big contract.
Like I was, somebody told me about this the other day. Who was it? Somebody. I can't remember who it was. But my thing is, it was my best friend. Was it? I think it was him. My thing is, yo, I'm not going to feel away because HJ get a contract. Maybe they're diversifying, right? Maybe they found some masons, some carpenters, and they decide, you know what, we could get you out of business because we got a hookup and everybody could eat. I ain't got no problem with that. So
once they do the world good.
Exactly. As long as they don't do shit, I could. If I see when the contract done, when the building done, bill and all these things, like a certain housing scheme from way back when that had a set of cracks in the walls, you know.
But I mean, no, every people in fields just get work and they actually don't even know to do what they're, you know, paid to do. Look, the farmer minister of health. She wasn't a doctor or nothing, but she was the minister of health. And she did a fairly good job. My thing is, I don't have an issue with them guys getting the contract, because the number one, the black like me. Number two, when other races went getting it all the time, you know, nobody didn't say nothing. Look, BK went getting all them billions of dollars in contract. Now, as soon as a black man gets his attack, you know, if the guy eat, the guy eats.
Exactly.
But like I said, once they do a good job, because they could get a contract and they're not the ones doing it. They subbing it out to somebody else to do it.
Exactly.
So everybody eating the same way. I hope they do a good job, though, and, you know, deal with the naysayers. Then I see BK get, not BK, oh gosh, Muhammad. They get some 600 and much million contract to move the fire station to the same place that I told you it should have moved to, and you're telling me about no. We had that conversation.
Yes, we had that conversation. I still stand by what I say. I think the headquarters should move, which is the office, not the fire station itself. I think that should move.
They're too congested, man.
I think government should say fuck everybody and just clear the market area and have it be a market as it was intended to be. Not people
what on the inside?
People could complain. Let them complain. You can't be lawless for the rest of your life. At some point in time, you need to change. Guyanese people need to change the way they do things at some point in time. Can't be lawless all the time. And I know the first
everybody may not like, though. I mean, if they pay me adequate amount of money, I could be the bad guy.
I'd do it for free. I wouldn't do it for free. But I'd do it
if they pay me the right amount of money.
Money
I could be the face of the bad guy for them. You know, you gotta move. You, like you said, it can't be lawless all the time. And I think it's the fact that they got too comfortable with being there for so long. When you talk, oh, I went there for 20, how much years me dad to grow up out there. They used to be in a basket. And what? Are you serious? You even hearing yourself?
We as a society, and it goes like all the way up the chain, and maybe at some point in time it'll change, but we as a society, we're very complacent and we're very lawless. Like, I have known, and I've told you and other people this, that when that Market Street is clear, painted on the road there is fire lane. That's whole place is supposed to be clear. And then you got the buses doing their own damn thing, and the taxi drivers doing their own thing. Ideally, Central Fire Station is in the ideal location. If it was managed properly, if the traffic was managed properly, it's in the ideal location, because it's a straight shot up Water Street. You got all the streets that you need to access right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the heart of the business district. When you move to Durban Park, you know how Durban Park does, everybody. Hatfield Street is busy. Durban Street is busy. Norton Street is a highway. Home stretch is another highway.
I don't even understand what you're saying. And then come to think of it, I don't even think it should have been close to the office of the president.
Yeah. So, where it is currently, had the traffic been managed properly, had people been abiding by the rules that were set out initially, everything would have been all right. That's my thing, but you know, they gotta move it. They know better. I don't have a degree in city planning or anything like that.
They ain't even got a degree in one scone. Even if they get a degree in it, they ain't making sense. As they making no sense. You making more sense than them.
Yes, you know you want to swell my head on the podcast.
Huh?
Yes, yes, you know you want to swell my head on the podcast.
Make a the left one's They need to either move the bus park. This is what they need to do.
The
bus park is getting a place too congested and looking. First of all, they're too small to me. That space too small for a bus park. They have too many buses. Then even a cedars get it in a line now. Even when that line full, what happened to the rest? Which probably they should have built a bus park by Durban Park.
Which line you talking about?
Huh?
Which line you talking about?
The line, man. Remember they put them bus in a line. They don't get in line no more. Just get them bus line up.
Well, yeah, they got the lines. And what they don't have is they used to have these poles that they marked the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Them poles and then.
Not at all.
I think you will only find the poles on the Kitty, Campbellville, and Sophia bus park. The South Park and the Mercer Parks are got poles.
They should move the bus park.
Durban Park could probably be a good bus terminal. Don't make it a park, make it a terminal. Build a structure, like a shed, like a good size shed.
The
buses come in and park in a line, so you build lanes with like medians in between. Let them come in and park, they open their doors, people board, buses roll out. That's an ideal
thing. And you're not even lingering for long. You have a stipulated amount of time that you're gonna linger for and you leave.
Yeah, you know, buses don't really linger on the park. Here is happening on the park. Even though there's a line system, this touting.
Glad you know, cause now that you're going to say buses don't linger, this is why they don't linger, cause they're gonna come. They're off the line. And this before the people were there on the line and gone.
This tough thing does confuse the whole situation. Like, me, when I am going to the park, I looking for the bus with the most passengers. You don't put me for sit down in no bus that's empty. Cause I always got some place to be. Right? But these touts, they get like a 120 for full of bus or whatever the case is. And mm-hmm. they wanna put you in empty buses. So sometimes the bus that is actually the bus that is supposed to be filling don't mm-hmm. get filled. Sometimes some buses that just come full up and gone. So when you build a terminal now, where there are lanes that are separated by medians just wide enough for the bus to come through and open the door, what are you gonna do? The bus can't back out. It's one way in, one way out. Get rid of the touts. Make touting illegal. Somebody gonna vex it before that, but I don't care. Make touting illegal.
No, that they should. They should. I even think it is illegal.
To me, there's a job that doesn't need to exist. I got a pair of eyes. I can see the bus. I know where I want to go. What they should also do when they build this terminal is clearly mark where these buses are going. Like you put it farther one route and then you put...
Yeah, like up under the sheds to get different, you know, markings showing, okay, if you stand up here, you can get 47 bus. If you stand up there, you can get 40 bus.
And 47 does back road and farther one does south, etc., etc., etc. Make things easy. Mm-hmm. Standard will look a little nice, even those independent bus operators, you could still do it properly, but you know.
If somebody want the park, okay. The bus, just like how if you want front road, the bus driving past front road, you stop at the front road. If they want the park, okay, you drive by the park and they drop them off there. I don't see the need for bus just there lingering all day, but they can say, oh, the fan left the park with a load that in full and a bunch of foolishness. But what they got though, like I said, they know more, eh?
They're the ones that are more educated and
they got the fancy degrees and ain't get no sense.
So me get mental them, cause you know I'm gonna put my bottles on the mouth. Hold on.
No damn sense. And then they don't even do no public consultation or nothing like that. Them is just come out, okay, we're doing this, and boom, society got to check it.
So, talk about fancy degrees and no sense. You made me remember why I didn't want to go to the university. Anyway, that's not a discussion for the podcast. But yeah. These are the people that we chose to elect us. We need to have...
Now we.
You weren't in Guyana when elections were going on.
I don't even give one stunt. Now we.
Alright. Well, these are the people that the Guyanese people that reside here chose to elect them. Chose to
A fraction of Guyanese. Please correct yourself. A fraction of the population.
At the end of the day...
Chose.
At the end of the day... The Guyanese president is the Guyanese president. The Guyanese president is not the president of a fraction of Guyanese.
Well, you can say that because based on the actions that they're doing right now, you would say that he's the president for a fraction of the Guyanese. Because before elections, I see you do a big speech in parliament, abusing the farmer administration, talking about, oh, we would give better percentage than that. What about the teachers? What about the nurses? Aren't they important? Saying, oh, they can give a 20%, then Jaggy, you said 50%. Now it's a 7% in the scone. 7%. Forget about the import. I guess they are amnesia now, so I can't remember that it's saying all at all. A lovely 7%. We got pay back taxes in. So it's like, you know, they're giving you money in the left hand and they're taking it back in the right hand. But, local. I don't agree with them.
I saw the 7% thing trending on Facebook. A cousin of mine put up something about, if you're going to take me back now, I've changed 7% of my life. It's like this ass.
Sure, but right.
This 7% thing got people wild, but I understand. I mean, like, a boxing networking cable that used to be like $20,000 is now $30,000. It's a $10,000 difference.
You know, everything raised.
Right? And you don't see salaries raising. And even in the private sector, even with what I am back doing now full time, if I go and I run a network for somebody and I give them the price, the first thing, or I gotta run a network, I give them a quote, the first thing is this question, hello, gosh. Especially a certain sector of people. Oh gosh, there's no money. Like, you can't give me a better price than that.
You know why it's doing a whammy price? Give a higher price than price. So when they say better price, I say, all right, man, I should do this for you. And you get your price that you want. Hello, everybody that wants a breakdown, eh? Everybody wants a breakdown. I think I'm part of the 1% of people that don't ask the breakdown. If you tell me this thing is $20,000 to do, I'm gonna pay you your $20,000. But if you know it want $20,000 to do this thing, and you know when you go to this person they're gonna want broke, you don't tell them $25,000.
I feel like if somebody gives me a price to do something, that person would have evaluated the labor, the cost of the materials,
exactly
to what it is that they bring to the table. And I can't do it. If I could, I wouldn't be paying them to do it, so...
Exactly.
I just pay whatever.
Exactly. That's why some people, if they come to me for shipping and think, oh, this and done, this price and the price, I tell them, when you don't know me more, don't get filter. Ship it your fucking self. You can't, right? Because you don't have a card. That's number one. You don't have a mailbox address, so stop stressing me. It's either you pay my fees, or go to someone else. And then when they go to somebody else, and me, you come back because my price is cheaper. No, I don't want your money no more. Sometimes you gotta refuse some people money, buddy.
They got some people I don't want to deal. So when it comes to dealing with people, like customers and clients in business, they got some people that I just look at and. And it's not like I'm looking at how they dress or how they carry themselves. It's just that I just get a vibe on the one I'm putting with them. I don't know how better to explain it. There are some people that I just do not like having to do business with. And the only way I will do business with them is if I have to. If I'm put in some position where I got to interact with that person to do business, is the only way I would do it. I don't know. If that person comes to me as a client or a customer, I politely turn them down, say that I'm booked, or refer them to somebody else, or whatever the case is. Some people just, where's the word? Problematic as...
some people money's come with weight, buddy.
Yeah, they're just problematic as clients and customers, buddy.
Not all money and good money. Anyhow, it's after 8 o'clock. Well, yeah. Nine after 9 o'clock in your on your end.
It's 9:04. I didn't even know we went over time.
Yeah. Well, you see we when we start running, we know time is flying.
Yeah, buddy.
So it was nice being back tonight.
Nice having you back.
I trust our new listeners come back next week and join us. If you have any topic to talk about, just, you know, hit the page up or on the page, right? You could suggest a topic.
On the Facebook page, on the website. If you know Lady Nikki on Facebook, you know me on Facebook, you got any of us contact numbers, just shoot us a message. Yes. Any one of them locations and we'll get it.
Yes. So it was great. It was good being back here, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, you sound like
thanks for having me again.
Yeah, you're always welcome. You know, you're part of the Voice Note Files family. So thanks for coming through. Thanks for coming through, listeners. Thanks for having us in your ear. thanks for listening to us ramble, listen to us play music and shit talk and everything else. And we hope to see you back here again on Wednesday. We got some new shows that are planned. They haven't started yet. When they start.
Yes, we got started out.
Yeah. We got through it up on Facebook and all the social media, and you guys can come through for that also. Until next time, I'm Joel.
Good night.
This is Nikki.
I'm Nikki. Bye.